This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado state senators were up late Tuesday night debating a bill to enshrine access to abortion into state law. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The Reproductive Health Equity Act would ensure access to contraception and abortion at any point in pregnancy. It also bans personhood status for embryos and fetuses. Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez says it's important for Colorado to codify these protections into law, since the U.S. Supreme Court may overturn Roe v. Wade.
We're seeing conservative state legislatures across the country move forward bills that will lead to more people dying.
Republican lawmakers who hold the minority say this legislation will make Colorado the most, quote, abortion-friendly state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver City Council has approved $1 million in incentives to incite Pepsi to build a new bottling plant in the city. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
The new plant near DIA will replace Pepsi's old facility in downtown Denver in the River North Art District, which has morphed in recent years from an industrial hub to a place for offices, apartments, and restaurants. The incentive package will be paid out when Pepsi meets goals such as employing at least 350 people at the facility. Councilwoman Candy C. DeBaca was the only council member to vote against the package, arguing Pepsi doesn't need the money. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A wildlife camera will let people keep track of birds at Stanley Lake in Westminster. The city has installed a camera on the lake's Bird Island. The spot is popular with cormorants and great blue herons. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs near 50 today. It'll be warmer tomorrow, then warmer again for the weekend with sunny skies across the state. This is CPR News and KRCC.